Now, when Chris Kimbrell left his home in Arkansas to come to Wisconsin, he knew he'd be leaving behind some much milder winters. What he brought with him, though, was a passion for cutting hair and building community through the barbershop business. He's the owner of Stars Barber and Beauty of Green Bay. In just over a week, he'll be overseeing the grand opening of a new location on the campus of UW Green Bay. They've already been cutting students' hair weekly at St. Norbert College, the goal to make students of color more comfortable in their college career. Chris Kimbrough is with us now to talk about these new projects. Chris, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. How are you doing today?
Well, good. Why did you want to start making sure your haircuts were available on those two campuses?
You know, we just wanted to make sure that, you know, people of color felt at home while they were here. You know, we had a lot of people, a lot of students that were coming in town and, you know, already visiting my other locations that I have. And they were just, you know, voicing some concerns about, you know, coming in town to Green Bay area where they just felt like, you know, it didn't feel like home, or they was like, oh, I miss home and I miss, you know, being able to get haircuts like I want all the time and all that. So, you know, we kind of partnered with the university to try to make things better for them and just kind of make them feel at home more, so we have to worry about them transferring to other communities and things of that nature. Really just also about in Wisconsin, you know, the snowstorms and things like that happen. It's just safer for them to be on campus than to be traveling all around the community trying to get haircuts. And if I can make that an easier way for them or a better life while they're here in town, that's what I want to do.
Now, let's start with the haircuts in particular. You had guys on campus saying, I think they were going to wait till, you know, winter break or summer break or whatever to get a haircut because they didn't have local barbers that could meet their needs.
Right. They will go to, they will, you know, a lot of students, they'll wait till they get back home or you know, and on some type of break, summer break, winter break or whatever to get haircuts. And I'm like, no, you know, we can try to make things better because I do have a couple other locations as well, and they stay booked up all the time. So, you know, we just saw opportunity to be able to come together and make things better for them. And, you know, we jumped on the opportunity.
When you're a barber, you get a chance to talk to your clients. What kind of concerns, what kind of worries do they talk about in their college careers?
You know, a lot of guys just, again, they talk about being here, a new area. You know, it's always, change is always difficult at times. And so, you know, some of the guys that come from different towns, maybe in Illinois, Missouri, or wherever, you know, it's just, and coming here to Wisconsin where it's always cold and you know, it's always snowy, seem like, things of that nature, just they kind of get a little depressed sometimes. And so being a barber and knowing the history of barbering, we were usually your town's big brothers, your town's psychologists, like we were the counselors, because, you know, like I know, everybody knows, you know, what goes on in the barbershop. Everybody talks to the barber. We know everything that goes on in the community. So, you know, being able to have that outlet for them to come talk to and kind of help them, encourage them on a day-to-day basis, somebody they can actually have there as a big brother or even a big sister, that means a lot to them.
Is there a concern that they feel like they really stand out? I was just looking at the numbers for both campuses, mostly white, fairly few black people by percentage. Is it just nice for them to have a community where they don't stand out for the length of a haircut?
Exactly. It's very important for them. You know, it's very important for them to feel welcome. And one thing about the business that I brought here is where I come from, you see a lot of Caucasian, they stick with Caucasian shops. A lot of the, you know, the black people, they stick with a lot of the black shops. But I wanted to make sure I bring something together where we all could come together as one. And with Black History Month coming up, I always think about Dr. Martin Luther King. One of the things he said is, you know, for us to come together. He had a dream that we all would be together. You know, and sometimes looking out at the shop and seeing every different race and every different culture all together in one place, having a good time and talking about sports or talking about things that are going on in the world, it's a beautiful thing. It is. It's a really beautiful thing. And having the students being able to witness that is even more beautiful.
Now, you're running a business, of course, but it sounds like it's super important for you, Chris, to help build community. Why is that important to you?
Well, me personally, my mom, I come from a single parent home. My mom, may she rest in peace, she passed recently last year in January, and she was a teacher. She was she worked in the educational field. So I kind of grew up with a hospitable heart, come from my mother, my upbringing. So it's just me being an ex-police officer as well. I work with communities, and I see the things in the community that community needs. And me being here, and coming from law enforcement, I still had that community heart in me, you know. And so I just came here and I saw the things that need to be done, and I'm a real go-getter. I'm real proactive. I don't like to be a reactive person. I like to prevent things if we can keep it from happening. When the George Floyd thing went down a couple years ago, I had an event in front of my shop. Let's talk. Let's come together. Let's talk. Let's try to prevent what happened to other communities from happening here. And that's what we did. And that's what I'm all about.
Now, Chris, you've been working on St. Norbert's campus. You're headed to UW-Green Bay now. What are your hopes? What do you hope comes out of all this effort?
You know, just togetherness, unity. I just love it. I just love being that person that they can come to when they have questions or even concerns in the area. I just love doing it. And that's what matters to me, is that the kids feel at home. They feel more safe, more comfortable being here away from home. And a parent from St. Norbert, example, his mom is from Alaska, I believe, and he got a haircut. And his mother hit me up on social media and, you know, was just expressing how much she appreciated us being there for him, how much she appreciated him getting his haircut, because he wasn't getting his haircut, you know, on a normal basis like he should have or even was accustomed to where he was from. And she just, you know, she appreciated it. And to me, that done my heart well. If I know I can be a help for someone, that's what I try to do.
Chris, we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for sharing this with us today.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
That's Chris Kimbrough, owner of Stars Barber and Beauty of Green Bay. We talked to him about opening up on-campus haircut spots at St. Norbert College and coming up UW-Green Bay to help students of color in the Green Bay area feel more at home.